Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Christopher B., this is Terry Wilson, and I really don't appreciate how boldly you pontificate and how you choose to demonstrate your views. I'm talking to you. You're going to sit there just all quiet, not going to say a word. I've got a special guest in the studio tonight. She was very, very difficult to get booked. Been working on this guest for going on, 23 years?
You better be careful.
Did I get that right? 23 years?
It'll work.
For those who have read the book, let me introduce the pretty short girl from lunch. My wife, how are you doing?
I'm elated. It's just great. So looking forward to this.
I've been asking her, please come on the podcast. Please come on the podcast. Nope. You can tell she's just sitting. Nope. She's just going to be quiet. She's not going to talk. How was your day?
Long.
Well, you can tell who in the family has the gift of gab. It's not that one. Tonight, we're talking about the persistence it takes to be successful in anything you do. No matter what it is you want, if it's worth having, there's going to be some resistance to get it. And Gina, you're going to like this. So I'm going to take Izzy to karate today. And we have this conversation. He says, now, which food is it that I'm supposed to eat to make me grow?
Now we're talking.
And I say, well, you got to have protein and you got to eat more fruits and vegetables.
And he says,
why is it everything in life, or he didn't know, I want to say it, that's what he meant. But he says, why is it everything that's good for you, I don't like, and everything that's bad for me, I really like. I says, you're going to find this
life.
This is life.
This is the real world.
This is the real world. And that's part of growing up. He goes, well, what about when I get big like you and get a job? I said, oh, especially.
It gets worse.
I said, do you realize I spend my whole day working with people trying to convince them to do something now that might be a little hard and painful to go on a.
Are you trying to talk to me?
A career diet.
Oh.
So that they can eventually enjoy
sitting here talking
to me. Exactly.
I felt it. I was going a whole nother direction.
I hear you. So tonight we're going to be interviewing one of our top trainers, someone you've met, at the conference, as a matter of fact, our top trainer and coach who joined us a couple of years ago. You're going to hear his story of how he overcame some very difficult and really just incredible obstacles. To not only thrive, but to survive at first. He was just trying to survive. So that interview is coming up. Before I get into that, though, a couple of announcements. Share this podcast right now with the hashtag TW3Podcast389. That's hashtag TW3Podcast389. And if the moderator in the other room, and Reagan, if you can help me, you would wait until I'm out to bring Mom on. Reagan's on the chat tonight. Hey, Reagan, go ahead and share that hashtag TW3Podcast389 in the chat for me if you can help me there. Reagan is out tonight because of some illness. He got sick camping this week.
I will find you later, Reagan. This is your fault.
So your mother is blaming you for her having to sit over here in this chair, as a
Thanks.
Matter of fact. And so share the podcast, and if you'll put that hashtag in for me, I'd appreciate that. Someone who shared that tonight, Rivers in the control room looking for the hashtag being shared, and he's going to slip a note to me later on after, and someone is either going to get some free leads or a free book. We're going to let you choose. You either get some free leads or a free book, and the book is this one right here. Have you read this yet?
I have. And I can say that honestly.
And you can.
I have read that book.
You have read this book.
I have.
And what was your honest opinion? Don't give it. never mind.
Good call, babe. I'm just kidding. It was good. It really was good. And I mean, I'm not a business person.
Did I make any of the stories?
No,
up?
Those were real. That was the only reason why I read it.
Because you wanted to make sure
I wanted to make sure you were not lying.
I was lying.
Because I was going to call you out.
Wasn't embellishing anything.
No, it was true. It was good.
So
I approve.
You approve. It's wife approved. And you saw where I even gave you a shout out in it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so anyway, we're going to give that book away or some free leads to someone who shares the podcast while we're on tonight. If you want to buy this book, you can go over to youareworthmorebook.com. That's youareworthmorebook.com. I want to talk to you also about the conference. Guys, if you want to make 2020 the best year you've ever had, you've got to be at the conference. And I'll tell you why. These podcasts are great. The training we have, I think, is great. We've got a lot of people grabbing a hold of it and really making it happen. But when you get to the conference and you run into people like Captain Quackenbush, like Greenbacks, like Miss Spelling Bee, like Miss CBD Oil, which is Lindsay, you're going to run into these people that you've seen on the podcast, you've heard on the podcast, but they're real people. Do you believe we've got people online saying, well, they're not real. The people aren't real. They're all made up.
Do they really? No, they're real. Trust me.
It's amazing. It first started off, well, they're not making that much money. And I was like, well, you don't go on this many trips with this big of a family.
I agree with that.
It takes a little bit. So you're going to enjoy meeting these people and being around them and seeing how they're using our system in different ways. Miller Time. Remember Chris, the mm-hmm. gentleman dressed up? He has taken this system and not even sold anything and just making really good money, just using it to generate leads for his own business and everything like that. So you're going to meet those people, but that's why you want to be at the conference. So if you're serious about really making a dent in the universe and growing your income in this coming year, make sure that you're at the conference, and you can get there by going to worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. Listen, it is the best money you'll ever spend. It's only $147 for tickets. Come on, folks. $147. And I've had several people, Gina, believe it or not. Well, did we not have people come up to us at the conference? What was your experience at the conference of people coming up and what they were saying to us about?
Oh, I don't know what direction you're going in, but mine, but yeah, I was surprised that to see how people were emotionally touched by the change or the improvements that's happened in their lives and the impact it's made in their lives, personal life and in their business life. That to me, it opened my eyes just how valuable it was to them, but not just financially, but in everything.
Yeah. They just, it all starts financially, but there's mm-hmm. an emotional component right. to it, because it's just like, and to me, the underlying aligning thing to me was hope.
Right.
Because how many people did we hear, I've tried everything. I've tried this. I've tried that. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever seems to work.
And it was the first step of saying, I've even heard a couple of people who said, I hadn't sold anything yet, but for the first time, I see hope and something to cling on to know that there will be a change, or that I have steps to show me right. the direction to go. So that was.
Because a lot of them were new and they just got into business.
They just gotten it within a month or several weeks.
And they hadn't had a chance yet to really launch their business, but they
mm-hmm. right.
they grabbed a hold of that. So it was pretty, you saw me a couple of times walking away.
Yeah, you were crying, but you're a crier. So
I'm a crier, you know me. So I had to walk away. But listen, if honestly, folks, if you want to see some improvement in your life, personally, professionally, and everything else, then be at the conference, worthmoreconference.com. The first person who onboards with us tonight, before midnight, it has to be before 12 o'clock. When I say, anytime I'm quoting times, by the way, guys, we're on East Coast time. So I'm always, always, always quoting East Coast times. So it's 9:09 Eastern Daylight Savings Time right now. So that's, if you get on board with us before midnight tonight, 12 a.m. midnight, I'm going to give one conference ticket and one meal ticket, which is for two meals, basically lunch, two different days. I'm going to give that away for, it doesn't matter what level you onboard with us, sales rep and trainer, plus rep and trainer, elite rep and trainer, you onboard with us between now, midnight tonight, we're going to give you those tickets. Okay. And I'll be sending you an email. Guys, you've heard me say it many times, leaders are readers and earners and learners. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow there. You just don't go there. That's a mantra here at TW3. So I'm constantly reading and I'm listening to great business leaders, thought leaders, wealth creators, because I honestly believe you are and you become what you surround yourself with. And so some people I recommend, if they're not in your library, get them in there. People like John Maxwell, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Dan Miller, Seth Godin, Zig Ziglar, Frank Kearns. There's tons of them. If you'd like to try out this service that I've always given away, try it out. It's cool. What it is, you try out a free audiobook for 30 days and they give you your first two downloads for free. So if you go over to terrywilson3.com/freebook, you can try the service out for 30 days. If you don't like it, cancel it and you get to keep the downloads that you made. And I'm telling you, go over there and get some Maxwell stuff. Man, his stuff is good. Get some Les Brown, get some Tony, all those guys. Frank Kearns, if you're an online marketer, his stuff is great. Reagan says, well, I know he cried at the Braves last week. The chat's going on and I can't wait to see. Reagan's usually in here reading the chat to me, but now he's participating in it. So I'm getting ganged up on here. You know, speaking of great leaders and wealth creators, one of my favorite authors and leaders of all time wrote something very profound about knowledge that to this day, to me, is the key for anyone that wants to develop themselves, create more value, and accomplish everything that their potential will afford them. What he said in regards to using knowledge was this. Check this out. The ability to use knowledge for gain comes from listening and heeding to a varying perspective of experts within any given field. So I'm going to repeat that. If you want to, what he was saying about knowledge, he says, if you want the ability to use knowledge for your gain, then it comes by listening and heeding to varying perspectives of different experts within a given field. That's what he was saying. Some of you might recognize the old English version of that mantra there, where he said, wisdom comes from a multitude of counsel. And of course, I'm quoting Solomon there. But it's not just anyway. Notice I said experts within a given field. You wouldn't come to me and ask me about, you know, what I should eat for my diet. I'm not going to be an expert. And you don't have to.
I didn't say anything. Didn't say anything.
But I'm not the guy you come to asking, you know, what should I eat? What's, you know, you just wouldn't do that. You wouldn't go to a poor guy and ask for financial advice. You wouldn't go for an ugly guy and ask for dating advice. And you wouldn't go to an unemployed guy looking for career advice. When you're looking for ways of going to the next level, let me encourage you guys something tonight. Don't let yourself get talked out of somewhere you want to go simply because someone's telling you you can't or it doesn't work. Let me give you a quick, and you know the gentleman, I'm not going to mention the name, but there was a guy that me and Gina knew that all through school, and all through high school, he didn't do well with sports. He didn't do well at all. And as a matter of fact, sports became a situation where it was painful for him at times because he never got picked to play on a game. And when he was playing in whatever game, he never did well. So it became this thing where he's made fun of. So sports in his mind is just this great evil thing that does nothing but embarrasses you, does nothing but just causes all this other stuff. So he has kids. Has a son and a daughter, and he for years and years forbade his oldest son to play sports, to run track, to do anything. And against his father's will, he eventually started running, and because he loved sports. Mm-hmm. And eventually that kid went to college on a running scholarship.
Good thing he ignored his dad.
That's the point. You don't go to someone that sucks at sports and ask them about advice on sports. The problem most people, you know, anytime you're around someone that says you can't, you know, a lot of times it's because I failed in this and it makes me feel better if I warn everybody else not to do something. A lot of times people project their reality on you because it's a coping mechanism, you know, that, you know, because if someone else can do it, then all of a sudden, and this person's doing it and this person's doing it and they're successful. Then all of a sudden the attention points to really who should shoulder the responsibility. And that shouldn't beat that person up that, you know, oh, I'm less than because I can't do sports. No, you're just not equipped for it, but that's okay. Go do what you do well, but don't talk someone that's made for and loves and is passionate about that. And I have found that that's just like entrepreneurialism or anything else. Someone will try a business. Someone will try to go into sales. Someone will try to do something and they fail. We had another friend and his father got into insurance and he didn't do very well selling insurance. And this is his son, a friend of you and I, came to me and said, wanted to get an insurance and his dad flipped a lid saying, oh, you're going to lose your shirt. You're going to do this. Yeah. Well, eventually, you know what? He did. He didn't do well, but he had all of that negativity telling him he couldn't. He couldn't. And it's just sad. And so for all of you guys tonight, why do I bring all that up? Because you're about to hear an interview I did with someone that we met at the first conference. I got Captain Quackenbush on tonight.
Mark.
Yay. Yeah. So Mark's on. And here's a guy that had every reason and excuse he could have thrown in the towel and said, life sucks. Mm-hmm. Life's not worth it. It ain't worth trying. And probably would have been justified by a lot of people. Well, you know, but he didn't. That's not Mark.
No.
That's not anybody that wins. That's not Chris Millertime. That's not Gary Green. That's not Lori. Miss Spelling Bee. If you'll notice, all of these people we've had on here lately, they're average people, common people. You know, I would think you and I are probably the most common of common folks.
Oh, we common.
We common.
Might be below. Well, not you, but me.
No, we all. But the point is, if we can do it, anybody can do it. It takes persistence because every one of us have some resistance. But will you push through and be persistent to get what it is you're going after? Because I promise you, it is worth it. So let's get into that interview right now. So I'm on the phone tonight in our interview time with the one, the only legend in my mind, and probably in yours as well, the captain, the colonel, the one who we call affectionately here at TW3, Captain Quackenbush. How you doing, Captain?
Quack, quack. I'm doing amazing. If I was doing any better, I couldn't stand myself.
Come on. Take it up another notch. I think you can do it.
Well, that's just how I roll.
I've got a list of hard-hitting questions, and I asked you beforehand, you know, in our show prep, that I gave you before this interview, you know, the hours you had to prepare for this, you know, I told you it was going to be a lot of hard hitting questions, things that we're getting asked here at TW3 headquarters that the people want to know. And so I'm going to hit the heavy one first. Okay. So just be
inspiring minds want to know. Okay. I'm ready.
So
I'm
be
ready.
Prepared. There is a rumor going around and I just need to either, you know, knock it down or validate it. But the rumor is that you're black. Can you speak to that?
Yes, amazingly. Amazingly, I am black.
I'm sorry. I had to.
No, it's funny because I mean, it's hilarious. To me, it's hilarious. I don't take any offense to it. I guess because so many people hear my voice and they, when you're talking to someone on the phone, you create an idea and it's never a black guy. It's always, so I've been in other businesses where I've developed relationships over the phone and I meet a person for the first time. And these were, you know, this first started in the 90s when, I had other businesses. And so there was no, you know, Facebook, there was no social media, there wasn't any, so there was, you know, no one saw a picture of me. And I remember one time I came to meet with some of my partners, and the first thing they said is, "Oh my God, you're black!" And she put her hands over her mouth and runs. It was so funny. It was so funny. I took no offense to it, but yeah.
It reminds me of that movie from the 70s, you know, Blazing Saddle, where she walks out. It's Twoo! It's Twoo!
I love that movie.
Oh, gosh. I know. Yeah, I just went somewhere. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this first few minutes of his interview just because I just did something so politically incorrect.
I know, right? No doubt.
But guys, I wouldn't have said that if I didn't have a relationship with Mark. And he's not only an associate here at TW3, but I count him as friend and family. So we're just being family here. So no one take offense, okay?
Yeah, please, 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 please. There's a relationship here, so
yeah,
it's not cordial, not even cordial, just we're friends.
I mean, it's camaraderie.
I was bouncing ideas off your noggin a minute ago.
And and what was my response? Well, throw it hard for it to bounce is really going to have to hit me. I mean, but see, that's how brothers and sisters and family talk. I mean, when Lindsay gets in here, we sort of give her a hard time sometimes because she is the squirrel in the bunch, you know, squirrel.
Yeah. She's amazing. She's a sweetheart, though.
She's a sweetheart. But we have that relationship, and it's a family here, so no one take offense. So, Mark, let's get into it for real. You've been with us now over a year. Tell a little bit of the people about how you got started with TW3, you know, where you were at in your life when you first got started, and a little bit about that time period and what TW3 sure. did then.
Sure. So when I first got started with TW3, I was actually going into a hard time. I had been diagnosed with cancer, which a lot of people at this point are familiar with. And I was trying to, and I had a life insurance business. I had been doing life insurance for approximately a year and a half, you know, give or take. And, you know, and the company I was working with, we did a lot of driving and that sort of thing. So I saw TW3, and actually I was looking for an opportunity, because I didn't know that I didn't feel like I was going to be able to do the hustling that I had to do for the way this company was structured. So when I came across TW3, I was like, oh, this is amazing. I can go ahead and take this, you know, create leads for my business and basically get more work done with less effort. Right. I was going for the plus. Couldn't do the plus initially just because of finances. I was paying out of pocket for a lot of the stuff, a lot of treatments, and went ahead and said at the SRT level, the basic level. I made money my first week. Sold a plus package, and
so you made more than what you actually invested in your first week.
That's pretty cool. That was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome. You know, so of course my belief level goes zoop.
Right.
And then, the following month, I was able to move up further, and I moved into the plus level. Now, what happened was I was driving Uber and on the side, and I was specifically driving Uber because one of my agents, I was a broker, right? So I had four agents, and one of my agents had been writing a lot of policies as soon as she got started. And what it was, she was driving Uber. And she was meeting people and she was writing these policies. Okay, I got some free time. I can go ahead and do that too. So that's how I started.
Right.
In any case, this same lady, she ends up writing a large policy on herself and a large policy on her husband. And apparently they weren't doing and you guys who are in life insurance, you'll get this. Most of the time when you write a policy on yourself, their commission is what they call as earned.
Yeah, it's controlled so business.
Exactly. So they don't. So a person doesn't do what exactly she did. She got her commission up front.
And it rolls back on you.
Exactly. Exactly what happened.
Man.
So the next month she canceled the policy. And I won't mention the company, but they came after her. And when they couldn't find her, they came after me.
Sure.
And I was not in a position to pay. It was a little over $5,000 that she had disappeared with.
Oh my word.
So they terminated my contract. So all I had was TW3 and driving Uber. So I started hustling, and I felt horrible, I felt betrayed, but in the long run it was really good for me because I poured a lot of, cause I know, you know, Uber is not, I mean, I'm not going to do that for full time. I mean, sure. It just, you're falling asleep. It just, it's not a business model you can always keep up.
It's not sustainable.
So I knew the my future was really in building my business with TW3.
Right.
Now, I did what I tell everybody else to do. I started with the call center method. You know, I just, you know, placed ads, read the script,
yeah,
you know, and I just stayed steady. And while I'm going through this, I'm doing Ubers for a few hours. I'm going to get my radiation treatment. And then, you know, I was doing my phone calls in the evening. And I did that for a few months. I was able to move up to elite by the third month, mm-hmm. Which thank God, I was able to qualify just soon enough so I could get down to South Carolina and meet you. This was in 2018.
All right.
And when that happened, I mean, my belief level and just understanding of the business just skyrocketed. And a big part of it was really when I met you and understood you. And you were not one of these people where you kind of show up and you had your entourage and, you know, you can't talk to Terry, you got to get in line. You were just a friend, you know, just a friend to all of us. And of course, it was a smaller group. There's 25 of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went up to dinner, we walked around. I mean, it was amazing. And you were like, use my tools, use, you know, whatever I have, use it to grow your business. And I thought that was amazing because, you know, I've seen other things and they don't do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my belief in the business, my belief in you just took off. And you know that after that, I hit harder. So by, I think it was April, I had done over 3,000, which was the following month. And then I know by June, I had done over 5,000. And then July, which was, the radiation was for three months. So for those who wonder, I had prostate cancer, because I always get this question. I had prostate cancer. I got proton therapy. I did catch it early. I did the PSA exam. Guys, if you're listening to this and you're over 40 years old, I don't care if you're white, black, whatever, get your PSAs done. Okay. So it's a simple blood test. Just get it done. And if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your family.
Yeah,
that's my public safety announcement for the day. But, at that point, that point being July, and the radiation was done. And mind you, I had gotten to a point where I was doing about 5,000 to 6,000 over, you know, I was just doing, you know, a few hours in the evening, just doing return calls.
So let me just make sure I understand. At that time period, you were just coming out of the radiation treatment, just coming back from the conference and meeting us and the TW3 people and family. You really got a sense of confidence. So, okay, this is a real legit thing. And so that gave you the whatever hesitancy you might've felt to not to go full fledged. You said, okay, I don't have that resistance anymore. I'm going full fledged. And you were spending a couple hours a day returning calls. And at that point you were making about $5,000 to $6,000 a month, a week. What was that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I got to where I was making five. So April was over 3,000.
That month. Yeah.
That month. I don't remember May. I know June. I did a little over 5,000 that month, and in July I cleared 7,000. And July was a real big month for me because that was where I ended the radiation. That was my third month of radiation, and that. I was done at that point. And, you know, when you're getting that radiation, it does drain you.
I don't see how you did it. Cause I know people that have gone through radiation treatment, cancer treatment. It's just like they're walking zombies. So the fact that you were able to continue to do something that requires so much emotional energy after that is a testimony to your will to just push through.
Yeah. Well, I thank Jesus.
Well, amen.
I thank Jesus for everything because, you know, I have no right to, because I was able to do what I do and I believe the way I believe.
You had grace on you. There was grace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I get it. Definitely. But, So from there, my biggest month that year, I think was October, or at least that was my first five-figure month, because I did over 12,000 that month.
Wow.
All in all, that first year, you know, fighting cancer and such, I did over $72,000 that year, that first year.
First year at TW3, and, did $72,000. Wow.
Yeah. I was really happy.
I bet.
I was very thankful. Going into this, now the thing that was awesome was, you know, I was mainly just doing the call center method. Where I jumped was, once the irradiation was done, I really had the energy to kind of pour into my creativity, and I got into a lot more. I started adding more automation to things. So when I do a lot of coaching, right? I really, because everyone doesn't have, you know, the automation, all that stuff, technical stuff can really bog a person down. So when I coach, I really want to give them the simplest way to make money,
right?
And then grow from that.
Don't overcomplicate the process up front. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, so I like to I share my story specifically because I didn't have the energy to do all the creative stuff. And I still got to a place where, you know, most people would be, you know, in a better place. They're making an extra $5,000 a month by just doing, you know, investing, you know, 2 to 3 hours in the evening on phone calls. For a lot of people, that's going to
put
them in a better place.
Yeah, that's a game changer for most people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome.
And the best thing is, it doesn't stop there. That, you know, you're able to continue to grow. I know in July this month, this year, by the halfway point of this year, I had cleared over 85,000. So, you know, I'm still pushing hard to, you know, keep things growing. I'm doing a lot more RMP, a lot more click the call. I'm starting to employ different things where I'm starting to bring on, see more on the passive income side.
And I want to stop you right there, guys. You've probably seen training videos by me. Maybe you're a representative and you see all these passive income models of doing referral marketing and all that. And you're starting to hear Mark. By mid year this year, he was at 85, which means he's on target to do maybe 160,000. Who knows by the end of this year, by those numbers. But if you'll hear him, he didn't start with trying to do the RMP and the automation and all the passive stuff in his first year of business. He just got familiar with the tools by reselling and having to train others on it, which is the smarter way of growing your business. And now he still has that skill set and that ability to do. And then he's bringing on other things. And I think it goes down to one of the, I think the gifts that you were given is the same gift that I was given. And that is failure. And what I mean by that, failure has this ability to make you focus. And you had just come out of losing a job with the insurance because of the nature of the way insurance works, you know, and that whole, I had the same thing, by the way, happen to me where I had sub agents write bad business and then it rolls back on me. And I'm sitting here holding a liability that I didn't create, but I'm responsible for. So I totally get that. But you were at a time in your life where you were going to have to do something. So you had this one tool and that's all you had in your hands, which was TW3, and everything else was falling apart, which at the time was probably incredibly stressful and incredibly frustrating. But at the same time, looking back on it, you probably, this is the way I would look at it. I'm sure you do too. It was a gift because it made you focus. And I think that's the key to, it's been the key to your success is the focus that you've had. Okay, this is what I've got. This is what the good Lord's given me. And so I'm going to take what he's given me and make the best of it. And then look what's happened.
That is the truth. Life gives you lemons. You make lemonade.
Oh, brother, you made lemon slushies. You've made lemon. lemon ring pie. You're more creative than just the lemonade, baby. I mean, but you started, and there, let's just use that metaphor. You started with the lemonade because that's what everybody, that's the easiest thing. And then you developed your craft and you've spread out. So that is so cool. And it's so inspiring to hear, you know, you've got people listening to us tonight and you're going to have people listening to this, you know, weeks, years from now. And you've got that entrepreneur out there that has tried and failed, because entrepreneurialism isn't easy. We've never said that. We advocate it's worth it. And there's no guarantees in life. So if there's no guarantees at the 9 to 5, there's no guarantees here. Well, then why not take a risk on yourself if everything's a risk? That's my argument anyway. Yeah. So you've got these folks, they're listening to you right now, Mark, and they're trying to consider, is it worth pursuing, and is TW3 worth pursuing, or is this other entrepreneurial thing in front of me worth pursuing? Speak to that person about why they should not give up, not quit, and keep pursuing their dreams.
First of all, I had a conversation with a young gentleman this morning, and we were talking about the John Maxwell book, Failing Forward. And I used one of the examples where Thomas Edison, his factory burned down, and he had no insurance on the factory, and he looked at, you know, it burning down, and he called his family, and he said, now we have a chance to start over. And because of that loss, he was able to build his business larger and bigger and better than it ever would have been had he held on to that factory. So what am I saying? I'm saying that for you to succeed, you should expect some failure. A failure is okay. Failure is good. You have to have some failure to see success.
Absolutely.
Okay, so don't get discouraged when you hit an area of failure. Just understand that you are now becoming stronger in that skill set. You know, no one rode a bike the first time it didn't fall. Okay, so stick with it.
Yeah.
There's another example I want to bring up, but I don't want to be too lengthy.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I talk about is, let me speak to this. One of the beautiful things about TW3 is that it's designed to be incorporated with your business. So it's not something that you have to pay. Hey, I'm a TW3 agent. Like if you're with Avon or Amway or something, TW3 is designed to create a skill set in you where you become stronger in digital marketing. So sometimes there's this misconception that TW3 is about selling TW3. That can be further from the truth. Right. TW3 is about teaching you how to generate leads and monetizing those leads in multiple different ways. And not just creating those leads, but creating those leads effectively and efficiently. And I love it. If you ever get a chance to listen to Terry about how he's trying to make more money with, or excuse me, pay less for his leads, it's kind of funny because he gets into those little digits. So I was like, wow. But in any case, so there's a concept I talk about, and you may have heard this before, where it's the levels of mastery. So there's four levels of mastery, if anything. Where you're, and some of you probably have heard of this, everyone starts off being unconsciously incompetent, right? Then at some point, and this is like a baby, you know, babies are unconscious to their incompetency. They just poop and eat, right?
No self-awareness, right?
Exactly. At some point, they become consciously incompetent. In other words, like they're trying to walk, right? But they can't figure it out. They can't make out the balance. They're trying to get the food into their mouth, but it's just not working out. So they know what the result they're looking for. They just can't get it yet. So they keep trying, they keep trying, they keep trying. And this is where a lot of people are when they're in, you know, first getting started with TW3. They see the landing page. They see the results that, you know, myself, some of the other, you know, leaders in the company are doing. And they're like, oh, why can't I do this? And you have to experience a level of failure. You are in level 2, which is you are consciously incompetent. Now, our goal is to get you to where you are consciously competent. Consciously competent is when you can think about it and you can get some great results.
Right.
And ultimately, you will get to where you're at a coaching level where you're unconsciously competent. In other words, you don't have to think about it. You just know this stuff but like the back of your hand, and you get great results and you make money and you're at a point where you can teach others.
Right.
So that's what TW3 is all about.
Man, I've never heard it laid out that way. And that is absolutely brilliant. I love it. Unconsciously incompetent, unconsciously competent. Consciously confident. See, I don't know. My dialect hides a lot too. You probably didn't know this, but I'm a Southern white person, and something. I get confused all the time of being, you know. Good Lord.
Yeah, but your unconscious competence shows all the time, Terry.
Well, I know my unconsciousness probably does. There was a training I was just talking to you about that we had the other. I was like, the last 15 minutes of that training, I don't even know what I said. I was asleep. Oh, my word. Well, we have to end this interview with this because people are going to ask. And I everybody I've interviewed from Miss Spelling Bee to Miller Time, from Tom from Chi-Town to Greenbacks. They, as you can all tell, everyone has a nickname and there's a reason for their nickname. So you have to share, how did you become so affectionately known as Captain Quackenbush?
Captain Quackenbush.
Because your name's all Mark, right. Ian Griffin, by the way, everybody. This is Mark Griffin, but we always refer to him on the show and on the podcast as Captain Quackenbush or Captain Q or the captains in the house, but it all comes back to Quackenbush. So explain.
All right. So it's kind of a dual meaning, but it speaks a lot to my facetiousness. So you had an incident with a Miss or Mrs. Quackenbush where you blew a deal because her last name was Quackenbush. And at first you kind of kept it to yourself, didn't really share it. And, you know, and I didn't put it out there per se, but after I heard this story, I was like, that's hilarious. And I started, every time I was signing somebody up, I would sign it, Mark, Captain Quackenbush Griffin. And then just to add to the, my,
your level of humor.
Yeah. I would come up with facts, actual facts about the Quackenbush lineage. Where they started from, you know, who the first one was, when they came to America, how many of them were in South Carolina. I mean, I would find different businesses by Quackenbush. So that's how the story came, and I really own it because I've always loved saying that a duck is a duck.
Yeah.
And people are like, what does that mean? And what that means is I never have to tell you what I am.
Right.
If you watch me, listen to me, observe me, you can see what I am.
Exactly.
So the kind of a dual thing, sure. But it just, you know, started off with that story of yours. and I love Reagan's thing saying dad will throw away $100, $1,000 for a good laugh.
Well, so that they. Fully, this lady was in our shopping cart, and this is back when I sold directly a few years ago, and she was having a hard time checking out, so she called in. She says, I'm in the shopping cart. I'm trying to buy this plus package, and at the time, the plus package was $9.97, and I was like, well, let me look it up and see what's going on. What's your last name? And she says, Quackenbush. I thought she was joking. I swear, I've never heard that. And so, you know, I made a remark like, will it ever clear up or, you know, something like that. Oh boy, she got offended. This is highly unprofessional, hung up. And of course the deal is gone, but, and Reagan's giving me a hard time. Will that teach you? I said, yeah, teach me not to talk. Cause I'm going to laugh if it's funny. So Mr. Mark hears that story and boy, he don't let go. I mean, every time he sends in an enrollment and he's sending in tons. And so it, rather than putting his name, he was putting, you know, Mark Captain. And then in the note section where if the reseller wants to note anything special about the account or something we need to know about or try to do for, he's putting historical lessons. Oh, you're killing us. I love it. Well, Captain, it was great to have you on the show tonight. If people want to reach out to you and connect with you, because, you know, people all the time, was this the real, is these real people that Terry's talking to, or is this just, you know, actors that he's hired? So it sounds like the company,
because
I think I've met some of the people that you're talking about that is unconsciously incompetent. I think they post video reviews and stuff, but anyway, so we can, so that we can, put your name out. How can people get a hold of you? What's your website address? What's your, digits or anything you want to give out so people can connect?
Sure. As far as if you need to call me, 855-200-2022. Again, 855-200-2022. You can always email me at Mark, that's M-A-R-C, at TW3Coaching.com. Again, Mark at TW3Coaching.com. And you can always check out my website.
And it is
at the same
TW3Coaching. .com. All right. Well, brother, I really appreciate the time. And I know that the people got a lot of value out of your story. You know, as one common thread I'm seeing in all of the people that are top producers, every single one of them have had life just slap them in the face. And they says, no, not today. Failure's not an option. And they kept moving. And it's so encouraging to hear your story, just like it was with Tom and Chris and Gary and Lori and everyone else. So, much success to you, and I look forward to seeing you again. And matter of fact, Captain is going to be in the TW3 studios with us the Wednesday night before the conference this coming March. So we're going to have a special live podcast with him and some of our other top producers here at TW3. So that's going to be a fun time, and I think we're all going to eat Southern barbecue and just forget about our Weight Watchers points for a little bit.
It was an honor to be on, and it's an honor to be interviewed, and I'm honored to be a part of the TW3 family. So thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
The one, the only, Captain Q. And he's in the chat right now for you guys listening to this audio podcast later. He's in our chat room right now giving out factoids like Mike Quackenbush was a pro wrestler in 1976. So that is just Captain Q always giving out value. And he is just an avatar, an example of the quality of people that Miller Time was telling Greenbacks about this business. More than just the tools that we have, more than just the meetings we have, it's the people, folks. I'm telling you what, it is worth being a member at TW3 just to be around people like these folks that you're hearing on these live podcasts. I hope you guys are enjoying as I'm watching the chat. For you guys that are listening to this audio podcast later on, I'm watching the chat right here, and it's going and it's rolling, and everybody is just really getting into the life lessons that Mark and the value bombs that he's dropping. And we've had so many. And so this interview format, I think people are really getting a lot out of. And it, you know, beyond the X's and O's, I mean, we can teach you how to build a landing page, how to build an opt-in form, how to use redirects, how to use webinars, how to use podcasts, how to use the voice broadcast dollar, bulk texter, and all this other stuff. But the mindset, you know, you'll get those X's and O's at TW3. But what you also get that I just think is an intangible is the camaraderie and the community that's at TW3, because you got people that's in insurance, you got people that's in real estate, you got people that's in finance, you got people that's in health and wellness. You've got all of these people doing so much. They're just, it's amazing to watch them, because at the end of the day, no matter what you're in, you could be in a church, you could be in coaching, you could be in anything you want to be in. But if you don't have people, you don't have anything. And that's why all these home-based businesses, you know, Forbes magazine said that, 98% of businesses, home-based businesses, small businesses, startup businesses, 98% of them fail. And then they go into telling you why, because they don't have a means, method, or mechanism to get qualified people. What is a qualified person? Someone that needs, wants, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. Without that, you don't have it. So that is why it is so important to be in a community that supports one another. When you come, I've got a question that just popped up on my screen. Where can we go to get support when we're a member? Well, the first place you go is your trainer. Okay, that's the first place. The second place you go is ticket support. If you're looking for something specific, they can, because we have a 24/7 ticket support that gets back with you within 24 hours normally. And then we have weekly training as well. So there are three different ways to try to help and support people. Wednesday nights are there. We've got hours and hours and hours. And it, don't let anybody tell you that, hey, I tried it for a day and it didn't work. Well, you can't. You could watch nonstop TW3 Vision for a week and not run, because we got hundreds of hours back there. And so we've got it laid out in a way, get this first, learn this first. And a lot of times people are, they will tell you and they will make disparaging remarks about, oh, this is just a get rich quick scheme. And then they find out, no, it really is a methodology you have to follow. And then they get mad because they're not getting rich quick because it takes more than a couple of days. Had someone that sent one of our trainers an email today. Well, if I can't make $10,000 a week, you know, in week two, then this is a scam. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're telling me that you're going to start a business that you know nothing about, using a product you don't know anything about, and that in your expectations, in your mind, is in week two, if I'm not knocking down 10 grand, well, go be a doctor and see how that works. Go be a lawyer. Go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a professional education and then get in that profession and show me what you make in your second week once you get the degree to do it. Come on, folks. Let's get real. So we got a great community. Thank you, Kino. It's good to have you in tonight. That's awesome. Got some great questions that's coming in. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to break away. I've got a book to give away right here. So I'm going to be giving a book away. And then I am going to announce that. And then I'm going to answer some of your questions and we'll get that and we'll get out of here. But let me get just a second to get organized here. So to do that, I need to take a break. So we'll be back right after this. Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business? You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say, you are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it and you will start having it. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to TerryWilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
As you can tell, I'm in the studio by myself tonight, and so I'm having to, I feel like one of those monkeys that play like 15 different instruments at one time. I've gotten used to the help. Reagan went camping this weekend, went up in the mountains of North Carolina, where it was down in the teens, and I think he got a little cold, and so he's sick. Lindsay got sick, she got a stomach bug, she's out, and then River's got to get up early tomorrow and work, so he wanted the night off, so that's why it's just me. And as you can tell, my wife left me, and she said, okay, I did my part, I'm out of here. So I get no help. I get no help. So anyway, what's it, the old Rodney Dangerfield? No respect. So anyway, the winner tonight, winner, chicken dinner, AP, if your name is AP and you're on Twitter and you shared our podcast, let me know who you are. Send me a email. You can go to TerryWilson3.com/contact and let me know your handle there on Twitter. AP was what they went by, and River picked them out as to win the free book or the free leads. So either one you want, just let us know. If you're a member and your name is AP, then we can give you leads if you want. If you're a non-member, or if you're a member and want the book, we'll give you a signed book either way. So that is for AP. If I had a question that came through here. Hey, Alan, good to have you on tonight, brother. It looks like in a chat we had a gentleman said that he was needing support. Send me an email and we'll look who your trainer and recruiter is. If they're not an elite member or you're needing help, we can get you reassigned. He was saying he's been with us, and this has happened. I don't say this audibly for those who didn't see it on the chat, because we're not here hiding anything. He's saying, I've been with the TW3 about a year, I think, and said that he hadn't been able to close anything yet. That happens. I will tell you, some of my top, and I say it on a lot of podcasts, but some of our top producers now that you'll hear and see, I'm not going to mention names, but some of them have been with me a year. And hey, John, John Flores, and it took them a year before they closed the first one, and then they took off. Okay, so a lot of times we got to isolate what the issue is. How many leads are you generating? What are the quality of those leads? What kind of conversations, what kind of quality conversations are you having with those folks? You know, sales isn't easy. Marketing's not easy. Being in business is not easy. And we don't make any bones about it. But what we do say, and what we'll commit to, is we have a process that if you'll work the process works. Okay. But we've got to help and figure out, okay, what's going on. And so if you're in that situation, hey, I'm in there and it's still not working, we got to find out what's going on. And that comes with coaching, and we're here to help you. And, Captain Quackenbush will tell you, Greenbacks will tell you, anybody that'll tell you that's been with me or in probably any other business, your first sale, there's something weird about it too. Your first, you can go to TerryWilson3.com/contact and send me an email for those asking about my email. But your first sale is always the most difficult. And I think it has a lot to do with psychology. I really do. If you heard that interview that I had just a minute ago with Mark, what did he say? He goes, okay, I got in. I made a sale or two. He made a few $1,000s. Then he came to the conference and he goes, oh man, these people are legit. This is legit. This is a real thing. His confidence rose. His belief system rose even more. And so now what's he doing? He's speaking with much more authority than he did before. Much more confidence, and that's a non-tangible. And here's a little thing that, and there's a sales training I've got that, and I wished I could tell you what it is, because I think it's a public training. It's not a private. But sales professionals will tell you that one of the things you've got to have as a salesperson,
And there's a reason for it. And I'm going to break it open. The one thing you've got to have if you're going to influence people, and that's all sales is, it's influencing people. If you're going to influence people, if you're going to close, you got to have confidence. Not faux confidence, not fake confidence, not cockiness. That's different. Not acting like you know more than you should or you actually do. I'm talking about real, genuine confidence that comes, that's real, that I know what I'm talking about. Not that you have to know everything. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that what I am saying, I know is true. I know that, and you can say, well, Terry, that's impossible. If you're in a business only two, well, are you a true person? Are you telling the truth? Are you going to be there to help that person? Are you going to support them? Do you have their best interest at heart? Do you want to see them succeed? Can you truly, honestly, with all integrity, say that inside yourself? If you can't get to the point, you can. Because then when you can speak with genuineness that I, you know, here's what I'm going to do. If you were new in the business, hadn't sold a thing yet, here's what you could tell them. Say, listen, I'm just launching my home-based business. And you're going to be one of the first few clients I have. Because who knows when they're going to close. So that you might have some close before then. But here's what I commit to you. You're taking a risk by starting with someone because it's a startup. You're helping me with starting my agency. But here's what I'm going to commit to you. Unlike other successful agencies out there right now that have hundreds of people in their book of business, I don't have that. So you got my full undivided attention. I'm going to make sure I'm going to be working with you there. I'm going to make sure you're successful. Yeah, you're going to trade off a little bit of, so you can always sell your attributes, but getting back to why do you have to have confidence? Psychology has proven that we as people, within a matter of a second, second and a half, we measure whether we believe people or not on a subconscious level. We might not even intellectually say, hey, that person's telling the truth, that person's not. It's just something, a lot of people call it, I just got a gut feeling. What that is your subconscious picking up on things to inform you whether you should fight or flight, you know, or whatever, you know, should I stick around and listen to this person? Is this person helping me? Are they here to harm me? What is it about? That's that. All that stuff's going on in the subconscious. And when people hear people that are not confident, not cocky, not arrogant, that don't, if you're equating confidence with arrogance and cockiness and all that, you're missing confidence. That they believe what they say, they're passionate about what they say, they 100%, as Paul said in the New Testament, for I am persuaded. You know, when you get that about you, when people hear people that have that, they believe them. It's believable. But when people don't have that, here's what their subconscious is saying. That person's not telling the truth. Subconscious, I'm not saying intellectually that they're saying, oh, because they're not confident. I'm saying inside of them, there's something that's informing them. There's some incongruencies here. Are they lying? Are they're either not telling the truth or they're incompetent and don't know the truth. But when I speak with confidence, genuineness, sincerity, on the inside, a person is going to say, well, that person can be believed. So, you know, I would just tell you, get to a place where you, that's why it's so important. That's why I spent a whole chapter in chapter four here. It's called The Imperative for You to Succeed. There is a reason why. It's not just self-interest. It's not just for your own gain. There is a reason why you have got to succeed. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to have some small wins in your life so you can have the bigger wins. Okay. So, and I go into that and I tell you why. There's a reason why our system is laid out. There's a reason why we tell you sell this first, start here, because this is the fastest, easiest way to get to having some success. And as you have success, you can build on success and you have the confidence, but you come right off the street. No wins at your back, no winning. You're struggling maybe. Then the first thing we got to do is psychologically get you in a winning. Winning is a learned way of living and doing. So you got to get that inside of you. And I know I'm sitting here, I'm on my soapbox and I'm preaching a little bit, guys. So I apologize, but let me make sure I've got all the questions answered. Greenback says this is a great podcast night. Thank you, Greenbacks. I really appreciate that. And the first one's the hardest. You're right, Captain. Marcy says, I agree. The first one is the hardest. But you can't give up. No, you can't, Marcy. And I'll tell you what, anybody on here tonight that you don't have a trainer, now if you're working with somebody, work with them. But if you don't have a trainer and you're not, go and talk to Marcy Redman. He's up in the Northeast, and this guy's a hustler. He's going places. He's going to be one of our top. I can see it on him. Every time I hear what he's writing, this guy is going to be somebody. So I'm just going to give you a shout out there, Marcy. So if you're not working with anybody, go talk to Marcy. Now, if you're working with some, do not go and, honor the people you're working with. Okay. John Flores, he says, Mark, can I get your help again? Yep. So I'll let you work that out. And, Thomas the King is in the house. He says, hey, John, I'll talk tomorrow. Good, good, good. Patchy Pilot says, what is the average number of people you talk to before you close something? Well, I believe, and studies show this, Apache, and that's the reason why we talk to you about how to set up your autoresponders. And that's part of our process in closing and stuff, that they'll tell you, especially in larger tickets. And what is a large, believe it or not, a large ticket item, online item, they say is over $97. Well, the least expensive thing we've got is $997, right? So they'll tell you, the experts say that you have to touch someone 6 times before they'll close. There's a book in my, you can go to terrywilson3.com/store, and there's a book in there called The Art of the Follow-Up. Most people don't understand how to follow up with people. They don't know how to do it in a way that comes across as sincere and comes across where it's not pestering. But if you can learn how to follow up with people in a non-pestering way and always have a reason, and every time you're following up with them, you're bringing more value and more value. When you learn that skill set, you're going to learn how to close more and more. That's just one process, but you gotta be able to follow up with people on average about 6 times, the experts say, and I believe that. Thank you, Marcy. Says a great book. I really appreciate that. Linda, are you a real person? Because I read online that you keep posting these reviews and you're not even real. I'm messing with you. All right, good stuff. Alan, what's going on? He said, definitely, I purchased the ebook as soon as it was released. Thank you, Alan. I really appreciate that. Charles says, I'm not going to give up. Charles, you're on the way to winning. I'm telling you, one of the first things you got to do to win is not give up. You know, I forget. I think it was a boxer. I don't know if this is a Mike Tyson quote or, the other guy that was sting like a butterfly, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. What was his name? Can't think. But somebody, I think it was a boxer, says it's hard to beat a man that doesn't quit. And it is. It is. The Rocky Balboa speech to his son. What did he say? It's not about how hard you can hit, but it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward without letting life beat you. I'm telling you right now, you're looking at someone right here that in 2008 went bankrupt, that the only thing I knew was music and the music business. Muhammad Ali, thank you so much. My whole life fell apart. My whole life fell apart. My house that my great grandparents met on the property there, that meant so much to me because it had been in my family and it's sort of heritage. I lost it. 13 acres of land, family land. And I felt like a complete failure because the family lost it. Not just me, but our family. I lost everything. And I'll go into that story. But there was something inside of me that says, Zig, I heard him say it years ago, failure is an event. It's not a person. Yes, today truly happened, but tomorrow truly is a new day. I know that there's people on this podcast tonight, and I know there's people that's going to be listening to this later on, that you've had things that's happened to you that, we can't even talk about in mixed company because they're so horrific. You've heard testimonies and people talking on our podcast that because I've met them personally and know them personally, they could tell you things that would curl your ears. It is amazing the absolute crap people get thrown at them, and then you see them the next day moving forward. Guys, don't give up. Your best days are ahead of you. They're not behind you. You truly are worth more if you will believe it and just keep going after it. I promise you that. Stephen Smith said, blazing your way to the top. Absolutely. Stephen Smith said, blazing your way to the top. Thomas King said that. All right, guys. Thank you for being on tonight. I hope everyone got a lot out of tonight. I hope it was something that you're going to be able to grab a hold of. Was it Babe Ruth that said that? It was actually Babe Ruth who said, it's hard to beat a person that never quits. You know what? It's sitting here on my wall. No wonder I've got a picture. I can't show, but I got a picture of Babe Ruth saying that. Like, I'm telling you guys, anybody can do this. Anybody. You just got to get up and don't make perfect the enemy good. Just get going, man. Someone else said this, Tom from Chi-Town. You don't have to be great to get started, but you just got to get started if you ever want to be great. You can do it.
See you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...